I genuinely don't like complaining. Sometimes I think the show is just me complaining, and that's not what I intended to be, because I genuinely don't like complaining. But I'm not having the greatest day so far. And as I say these words, it's only 10:25 a.m.
Your Daily Lex.
Listen, there were some good things already with this day. I mean, I didn't sleep late, but I didn't wake up super early. I was able to sleep through when Lauren got up to get the kids on the bus. I went to the gym. I had a pretty good gym day, actually, so I was proud of that. And then I did some treadmill stuff, had a good breakfast. So all those things were good. Really, the annoyance of my day is then I called my gastroenterologist's office because I have my second colonoscopy coming up in a week and a half. My second colonoscopy of the year. As you may recall, because I'm pretty sure I talked about it, because why wouldn't I? I have no shame. I had a colonoscopy a few months back, and I had what they called a failure to complete. I warned the doctor ahead of time that I did not think that the prep had worked fully, and he's like, nah, you're just being nervous. And then afterwards, he's like, yeah, you were right. We couldn't get that far because you weren't cleared out. Okay. So he had said to me at the time, we're going to have to do another one. We'll do it in May, of course. Couldn't get it scheduled until June, although I tried. And he's like, we'll do a more robust prep this time. And a couple weeks ago, they called me with the prep, which I found bizarre. Like, they didn't email it to me, which they did the last time. They called me with prep instructions that I was supposed to write down, which makes no sense, but whatever. And I noted it was exactly the same prep. And I asked them about it, and they're like, well, do you want us to tell you the prep or not? And I'm like, yeah, that's, I'm not saying I don't want to hear this. I'm just saying I was told, and they're like, whatever. So I took down the same prep info. But I've noted two issues. One, it's exactly the same as last time, which didn't work to the full extent for me. And two, it hasn't been called in my pharmacy. Couldn't come up with that word. My CVS. It hasn't been called in my pharmacy yet. The SuPrep prep. So I called the doctor's office. And I know when I call this gastroenterologist, their phone system is like, we have a pretty advanced phone system. So listen carefully, choose the right option, and we return all messages that you leave us by the end of the day. Almost every time I call, I have to leave a message because that's all they do. And it was funny to me that this time they kept answering the phone. But the first time when I followed the instructions where I navigated that I had questions about prep, I eventually realized I was back at the prep people who are not my doctor's office. They're just the people who handle prep for everybody who does colonoscopies at this one medical facility. And she's like, yeah, I can't help you. You have to call the main office. And I'm like, well, what number do I call for that? She gave me the same number. So I'm like, okay, I guess I don't follow the same instructions. So I navigate through the phone tree again. This time I press a different button, and I end up with as soon as the person answers, the call disconnects. Luckily, when I had navigated the call tree the third time, they called me back. So I hung up on that one, spoke to them. But then that person's like, yeah, I'm just the person who schedules things. I don't know. Let me send you over to this other department, which she then did. And those people honestly, mercifully didn't answer the phone because I think it's actually more convenient for me to get all the information out in a voicemail where I can provide all the detail. Here's my name. Here's my date of birth. Here's my phone number. Here's when the procedure is. Here's what happened last time. Here's what I need. Put all the detail out there. And when I leave those voicemails, I'm always like, I'm going to leave all my demographic. No, that's not what I say. I'm going to leave all my logistical information again. So if you already have it, there's no more information in this message. And then I give my name again and spell it out and my phone number, date of birth, whatever. Because I know what it's like to transcribe things. Oh, and they're calling me right now. Let's see what happens. It's now 1:34. The call didn't take that long, but I took that long to get back to recording. But yeah, the right person got my message and was like, yeah, you do have to do other prep in addition. And we haven't called in the prescription and should. So it all got taken care of. It was good. I'm going to be taking Miralax, 3 packets of Miralax, the night before I begin the prep, which is the night before the procedure. So 2 nights before and then 1 night before and then, yeah, good stuff. I know people get so up in arms, that might not be the best expression, but people get stressed about colonoscopy prep and like, it's not that big a deal. You drink the stuff, you take the stuff, whatever, and then you poop a lot. I think that's the polite way to say it. It's fine, whatever. Or in my case, last time, I didn't poop a lot, but maybe this time I will. Anyway, that's all I got. I hope you're having a wonderful Wednesday, June 10th. I cannot believe how many hours it's been since I started this episode, but I got a lot of work done since we last spoke, or since I last spoke and you last listened. Well, really, you get it. It doesn't matter. What am I even talking about? I have lost my mind. Goodbye. I've lost the plot. I've lost everything. That's not true. I have so many things. What is happening right now? I could delete all of this and just start this outro again, but why? Why bother? Let's just let it go. In fact, I'm going to time it so that it leads right up to the concluding Lex from yesterday's episode. Then I don't have to edit it. I don't have to move anything. So let's just let it happen. It's going to happen soon. I can't tell exactly how far away it is, but it's around 10, 15 seconds. But we're getting there. So get excited. Have a great day. And I love you.
Lex.